Can a panel of three blood tests performed when young predict the risk of cardiovascular disease in women in their 50s and beyond? Harvard-educated cardiologist Dr. Payal Kohli tells Star 97.7, a study of 27,000 young, healthy women published in the New England Journal of Medicine seems to predict that future risk.
And these are three blood tests that are already available to us. The first is a cholesterol panel, the one we get every year. The second is a marker of inflammation inside the blood vessels called CRP. And the third is a genetically determined marker of risk called lipoprotein A, which is about 90% genetically determined and elevated at about 20% of people.
Dr. Kohli says one elevated marker means your risk is high, but two or three predicted with about 90% accuracy a woman's even higher risk of heart attack or stroke. She adds such tests can help doctors and patients become proactive rather than reactive. Women are notorious for taking care of others, not so much ourselves. Star 97.7 talked with cardiologist Dr. Payal Kohli about risk factors for cardiovascular disease in women. She says it's not just about high cholesterol, but inflammation as well.
When inflammation gets turned on when it shouldn't, or it stays on for too long, that's when it starts to run amok. And if you think about heart disease, we've spent a lot of time as cardiologists focusing on cholesterol, which really is the backbone of preventing heart disease. But now we've realized that there's also this parallel kind of risk pathway that's called inflammatory risk besides just the cholesterol risk.
Dr. Kohli said to reduce the risk of inflammation, we need to be less sedentary, reduce stress, sleep 7 to 9 hours a night, consider environmental risk factors, and perhaps most importantly, keep off the excess weight. Heart disease, we rarely think about it as young women. Dr. Payal Kohli, a cardiologist who holds 4 board certifications, tells Star 97.7, new research suggests heart disease begins much earlier than we thought.
Because we've really waited until your middle ages to start to think about cholesterol and heart disease and blood pressure and what have you. But we realize that, you know, heart disease starts to form in your 20s. And so if we really want to move that needle earlier and earlier in order to change the trajectory of where that heart disease is going to end up.
Dr. Kohli said one shocking statistic from the American Heart Association suggests 90% of Americans are walking around with stage 1 heart disease. So it really behooves us to take control with our exercise, sleep, and eating habits, as well as reducing stress. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for women in the U.S., with 44% living with some form of heart disease. In 2021, heart disease was responsible for about 1 in every 5 female deaths. Yet cardiologist Dr. Payal Kohli tells Star 97.7, only about half of U.S. women recognize that heart disease is their number one killer. We asked Dr. Kohli where women can learn more about how to take steps to prevent heart disease.
2 websites I would recommend. The first is the American Heart Association's Life's Essential 8 website. These are the 8 things that you can be doing to reduce your risk. And it's really a fun website because you plug in your own information and then it spits out to you what you're not doing well and what you could do better. And then the second is cvdinflammation.com.
Dr. Kohli says that last website contains more helpful information on the study we've been telling you about in this morning's newscast.